Let's go! The Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.
Oh, Shauna, I'm so happy for you. Listen, we didn't need this earlier on, so let's play it now. So this is it. Oasis are getting back together again, and they're going to do gigs, including Ireland. She's nearly crying.
16th and 17th of August in Croke Park, right. And I'd say they could fill it out another five nights. Yeah. So hopefully there's more to come. Tickets on sale Saturday, the 31st of August.
That's this Saturday
at 8 a.m. So sort out the money, lads. Make it get out to credit union.
Whatever it takes.
Oh my God,
this is going to be great.
I just can't believe.
Confirming the news, Oasis said the guns have fallen silent, the stars have aligned, the great wait is over. Come see, it will not be televised.
Oh, wow. Oh, my God. It's just, this is incredible. I can't, we've talked about this for so
long.
And they've toyed with us and they've messed with us and they've tweeted each other so much. And now it's actually happening. And this is going to be the biggest moment of the last 100 years, I don't know.
Okay. Officially confirmed. It's gone worldwide. Everybody's posting about this now at this stage. Pascal Donoghue is on the line.
Yes, Ian, I don't think I've been this excited since my first budget, actually.
Really?
And actually, thank you for provoking my memory there with that song, because for that budget, I will tell you, I wore a parka up to Leinster House. And I remember specifically that I stood up at the mic and I delivered the budget to Leinster House with my hands behind my back.
I think I remember. I think I saw that photograph. Yeah.
Yes, that's right. And everybody thought I was going to start with capital gains tax and a universal social charge, but I came straight in with cigarettes and alcohol. Great days.
Bravo.
Great days.
Very good.
Hammered the cigarettes.
We got Elaine Wallace on the line in Meath, and Elaine is going to have a go at a waffle in a second. Okay, so it's the game. We give you the topic. I haven't given it yet. I'm going to give it down in a second. Then you waffle about it as much as you can in just 30 seconds. You will hear the waffle ding every time you get one that is on my list. I've got five on my list, and all you got to do is match those five. And as I'm always saying, there are other ones as well. But and we'll see how we get on. So, and our daughter Cara, Elaine's daughter Cara, is driving and they're heading to work together. Very nice. Elaine, how are you?
Hello.
You just heard me talking about you on the radio there, didn't you?
Yeah.
How are you getting on? Are you well?
Yeah, we're grand. Good. We're nervous.
So this is going to be a joint effort. Now, Elaine, you're the person, so you have to say the word. So if Cara says something interesting to you that you think is a good key word, well, you say it as well, right? Just keep repeating what she's saying. So where are you working, or is that a question I shouldn't be?
No, we work in Collinson. We're a claim handling company since County Meath.
All right, and do you both work in the same place?
We do, yeah.
Ah, very good, very good. Excellent.
Cara is working with me for the summer, so yeah.
All right. I thought you were going to say, I own the business.
Oh, no.
Okay. Well, listen, best of luck to the pair of you. And I am going to start up our clock and we'll give you your topic now. So you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Now, I'm going to use the term four letters, okay? So four-letter words we're looking at for this. I will give you exactly what it is.
Today's waffle topic is
body parts with four letters.
Arm, no, hand, head, eyes, nose, lips, heart, no, head, lungs, head, feet, toes, nails, eyes, ears,
one left to go.
Mouth, head, eyes, hair, knee, leg, toes.
Oh, you had one left to go.
You said
hand, you said nose, you said head, you said lung.
Yeah.
And you didn't say, oh, me back. Back. Ah.
Me aching back.
I'm sorry. But that was very impressive.
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
That was the most frenzied waffle I've heard in a long time.
Oh, we listen every morning.
Ah, good for you.
centre. So
call,
yeah,
listen, you should call back again now for this because you're good. You're good at this game, the pair of you. You're a good team. Thanks a million. Good luck. Cheers. Bye. See ya. The Waffle Wallaces. There they are. Yay. Hi, Cormac. How are you doing? Are you well?
Dean, how's things?
Ah, very good. Thank you very much. So, Laois is a big county. Whereabouts in Laois do you live?
I live in Mountmellick.
Mountmellick. Ah, very good. Very good.
The lovely Moonshot Mealick.
Absolutely. So, you're celebrating your 15th wedding anniversary today.
I am indeed.
So, well, happy anniversary.
Thank you very much, sir.
Okay. And it's Laura, of course.
It is indeed, yeah. That's the wonderful wife, the better half.
The better half. Well, maybe she says the same about you. I don't know. Anyway, so do you remember when you first met Laura?
I do indeed. I was 14 years old.
14 years old?
Yeah, we're together ever since.
Oh my God, childhood sweethearts. That's great. So you're obviously great friends as well, yeah?
Yeah. Oh God, absolutely. Yeah. Everyone says it's very cliche on I fell in love with my best friend. I genuinely did fall in love with my best friend.
Ah, isn't that beautiful? Very nice. Thank you for listening, by the way. It's good that you're a loyal Breakfast Show listener. Good
to
have
you
with us.
Thank you very
much. Got a note in there from a chap called Eddie Keane. Eddie is from Dublin and he says, "Greetings from sunny France. We're here just outside Paris, taking a few quiet days before we travel into Paris to support the Team Ireland. Yay! At the Paralympic Games. The Olympic Games are on. The Paralympic Games are on now in the next few days, especially the swimming team and in particular Ellen Keane." Superstar that she is, Ellen Keane. So this is Ellen's dad who's in touch. Comes from the Keane family and many of her supporters and friends who will be in Paris on Thursday for Ellen's big swim on Friday. Eddie's on the line. Hi, Eddie. How are you?
Hi, Ian. How are you?
Very good. We're talking to you in your chateau, I believe.
We're in the Chateau de la Troche. Yes. I'm sitting in the windowsill looking out over the land.
Oh, isn't that beautiful? It's great. Beautiful, it's great to look beautiful. Over your hard work. You probably were out cutting the grass.
We can dream, can't we? We can dream.
So are you looking forward to it now? On Friday is the first swim for Ellen, yeah?
Yeah. We're nervous for her, but we're looking forward to it. It's going to be a big event and a lot of our friends and family are going to meet up in O'Sullivan's Thursday night. In Paris.
Pass it on. O'Sullivan's. That's in Paris, is it?
That's in Paris. O'Sullivan on the Mill. Yeah, that's where we're meeting on Thursday night,
On la Mill. Very good.
Yeah.
Do you speak French?
No.
Neither do I.
Bonjour. Bonjour, merci.
That'll do. So how is Ellen now with you, or is she with the team now at this stage?
No. She left us. She went to Fuerteventura about 3 weeks ago for an outdoor camp. Then she went from there into the Olympic Village in last week. Yeah. So we won't see her until she's in the pool, and we don't see her or talk to her or anything like that. We don't even text. She's in her zone now.
Exactly. Very good. Yeah. Well, listen, if you do get to get her inside that zone, will you wish her all the best from all our Today FM Breakfast Show listeners?
We were in Rio there in 2016, and you sent us over some backpacks.
Oh,
we
very good.
So you sent us over to bring with us.
So I'm delighted that happened, and you got them and everything. That's brilliant.
We did, and we used them, and we took some pictures back and all that. Yeah.
Excellent. Yeah. And listen, Eddie, is Ellen still dancing?
does in her own little environment, but that's a public.
No, because she was a great, amazing dancer, wasn't she? She did very well on Dancing with the Stars.
She got the finalist. Yeah, exactly.
Brilliant. Anyway, it's the swimming that counts. We're looking forward to that now. Friday is when it's going to be happening in Paris.
Retirement after this,
Yeah, exactly.
Retirement after this. Yeah.
Oh, so that is it? That's it then. So this is the last.
Yeah, that's it. She's got a real job then.
Oh, very good. Yeah, exactly. Eddie, pleasure talking to you as always. Thank you very much indeed.
Very much,
best of luck.
Bye-bye.
Cheers.
The Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show, weekdays from 6 a.m.